AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. For the first time in California history, mandatory water restrictions are being put into effect.
The idea of your nice little green grass getting lots of water every day, that's going to be a thing of the past.
Governor Jerry Brown ordered the California Water Board to implement a 25% cut in water usage by cities and towns.
Yeah, I called for 20% voluntary, and we're going to get more like 9%. That's not enough.
Brown says California's historic drought demands unprecedented action. Secretary of State John Kerry says he is extending his stay in Switzerland. There will be an extension of nuclear talks with Iran. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says this doesn't mean the U.S. is caving into Iran.
I actually would posit to you that the reason that we're a day past the deadline is because the international community is insisting on a good deal.
The deadline for a preliminary agreement was yesterday. A man in Palmetto, Florida, said it was like a big explosion. An SUV plowed into a storage shed. Two people were sleeping in that shed, a man and his pregnant girlfriend. They were killed. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says he wants changes to a religious objections bill approved by lawmakers. The governor says he's heard criticism about this from his own house.
It has divided families, and there is clearly a generational gap on this issue. My son, Seth, signed the petition asking me, Dad, the governor, to veto this bill.
Opponents in Arkansas say it opens the door to state-sanctioned discrimination against gays and lesbians. It could be a significant defeat for the Islamic State group in Iraq. The country's defense minister says Iraqi troops have achieved their goal of driving the militants out of Saddam Hussein's hometown into Crete. With about an hour to go before the closing bell on Wall Street, stocks remain lower, the Dow down 100 points. This is AP Radio News. The CEO of Lufthansa visited the site in France where one of its planes crashed last week.
Lufthansa CEO Carsten Spohr stood silently on a mountainside in France facing a stone monument to the plane's 150 victims. Then he spoke to reporters.
We're just very, very sorry that such a terrible accident could have happened.
He refused to say exactly what Lufthansa knew about the mental health of co-pilot Andreas Lubitz, who deliberately slammed the plane into the mountain, according to investigators. But he did say,
I think it will take a long, long time for everybody, all of us, to understand how this could happen.
I'm Rita Foley.
11 former public school educators in Atlanta accused of taking part in a test cheating conspiracy have been convicted of racketeering charges. Only one educator was acquitted. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.